Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of The Chris Smith Show. Appreciate you guys for being here. And honestly, out the gate, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. But you said, hey, that dude is at it again, and I definitely appreciate it. Hey, listen, man, I hope all you guys had a real good weekend. I hope you guys just did your thing, did what you wanted to do, got your things going on in life. I really hope you did. I know I did. I had a great weekend. Lived a little, won some money with some scratch-offs. But what else is new? I'm always winning money on scratch-offs. But I appreciate you guys for being here this evening. I really do. I want to talk about something tonight here on the Chris Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to talk about home, all right? And I want to talk about home because a lot of you individuals, when it comes to home, there's a lot of narratives that goes with it. It's a lot of narratives that go with home that a lot of people don't get. And I'm go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say it's not gotten out of convenience. I believe that. I believe that recklessness is the order of business. I believe what Dave Ramsey say. And the great Dave Ramsey says, adults do what's right, children does what feels good. And I believe that there are a lot of individuals out there that don't look at their home as their sanctuary, but only look at their home as somewhat of the room that they used to go when they had a brother or sister. Now, instead of having a brother or sister, they got a whole house, and that whole house is a room. So what they're not going to do, from the unfortunate perspective, they're not going to have a room, or should I say treat their home in the proper they're not going to treat their home with the proper respect. These individuals will act as if they're on a field trip. They will act as if their whole life is somewhat of a slumber party. They will act as if every aspect of their existence is some type of leisure. And you gotta understand that. And when I say you got to understand that, you got to understand why some of these people don't have their homes in order. So I'm going to talk about that tonight on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Christmas show. And I definitely appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that guy is at it again. And I definitely appreciate it. I really do. So let's get this thing started. People, I have a beautiful life. I do. I have a peaceful life. Although it's a lonely life more, it's a peaceful life. I have peace in my life. And having peace in my life, I can tell you today, I can tell you right now, that there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that is going to, or should I say, there's nothing that I'm going to do to put there's nothing I'm going to do to compromise the peace that I have in my life. I believe, you know, that there are a lot of people that don't understand they don't understand drama. They don't understand hate. They don't understand these things. And once again, I personally think it's out of convenience. This is just me. I'm not, and I get it. I don't expect anybody to understand my narrative anymore. I understand now that this perspective that I have, I understand that when I say things, I understand that it is so far-fetched that people don't know how where I got it from. I understand now that when I talk, after a while, people get, because I express my feelings, I am transparent. Anyone that will have me in their life will never, ever wonder how I'm feeling. I thought that was the best way to be. The last individual I was trying to be in a relationship with showed me that they're never gonna submit and bring things forward. It will simply be me begging for some type of understanding. That's what I was shown. What that individual didn't realize is that I am the CEO of Christopher Smith, and as the CEO of Christopher Smith, I am going to adjust what's going on and how I feel on a 24-hour basis. I am not, under no circumstances, going to leave my happiness or allow someone to think for one second that they are in control over my happiness. I told individuals that. They didn't care. They didn't believe it. And because they didn't care, because they didn't believe it, we are no longer in a relationship. And so life goes on, right? It does. Life goes on. With that being said, allow me to talk about home, okay? Allow me, please. People, when it comes to home, a man by the name of Alexander O'Neill was singing a duet with Sherelle, and that gentleman said, home is where the heart is. I've actually heard a lot of people say, home is where the heart is. But allow me to extend my narrative and perspective on home from my perspective. Home is where home is where you as an individual need to understand your mental space lives there as well, okay? Need y'all to follow me. Your mental space lives there as well. Now I'm going to say something that I said earlier. The great Dave Ramsey said, adults do what's right, children do what feels good. What did Dave Ramsey mean when he said adults do what's right, but children, they do what feels good? So let me take a stab at it. As a single man with a nice home, a single man that is successful, it will feel good to have booty up in my house every night. That will feel good, really. It would just, I would be kicking my heels. It really would. It will feel good. I'm talking about some Tony stuff. It feels good, yeah. It will feel good. It would. It'd feel good. Let me say it again. It will feel good to have some booty up in my house every night. It will feel good to have booty up in my house every night. In addition to have booty up in my house every night, it will feel good to just spend the whole day making crotch sandwiches. You guys need to know I'm broadcasting live from Todd Smith Studios tonight, so it's going to be a little, the antics is going to be slightly on overload a little bit, so bear with me. So it will feel good. However, when the great Dave Ramsey said adults do what's right and children do what feels good, the adult thing to do would be to maintain a sound and happy residence. So when that woman is met and it's time for that woman to walk through my door, my house will be in full harmony. That's the adult thing to do. That's what Dave Ramsey was talking about. Let me just throw one more emphasis on adults do what's right. Children do what feels good. People, it feels good for individuals to, you ask them a question and they just think that they can have an attitude. They think that their attitude, it just feels good to not be an adult about things and not be rational about things, but to simply just get an attitude. And because you know what? When they're telling and giving an individual a piece of their mind, it feels good to be unstable and to not have logic. However, the adult thing to do is to be more rational, rationalize things. And instead of getting mad, how about you introduce the individual to what got you upset in the first place, and so y'all can move forward on the issue like adults. Because once again, adults do what's right, and children, well, they do what feels good. They do. They do what feels good, okay? So, as I was saying, the show must go on. So let's talk about home. People, I had an individual ask me to marry them before. I did. I had an individual ask me to marry them. Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to sit here and give all the intricate details because I respect that individual. And as I told y'all before, if I don't respect you, then I say your name. There's only three individuals I don't respect: Akia Bradley, Crystal Holman, and Corey Burrell. I don't respect those individuals. I don't, right? You can play back everything that I will ever say, and you'll notice that those names will never change. I don't respect those individuals, and that's going to be that. Okay. So I had an individual propose to me. And once again, I'm not going to get into the intricate details, but I will say this. I declined due to the fact that the individual didn't have their home in order. And when a person doesn't have their home in order, you cannot invite order into your space. You have to have order already set in. You cannot expect someone to come to your residence and invoke order when there isn't any there. That is a train wreck in the making. It is a train wreck that it's inevitable. That train will jump off the track. Now, if I could tell you guys a little bit about what I mean. People, a man is territorial. Men are territorial, right? Men are territorial. And men being territorial means that whenever a man is invited to somewhere to reside, he now takes that residence under his control. Security, that is. I want to be clear. I don't want to offend nobody. When that man goes to that residence, and that individual is and doesn't have a foundation of order already set, his order will now come off as immature. And I assure you, those children, because whenever there is an order in the home, that means the parents are not in control. That means the children are in control. And whenever the children are in control, any new order that comes, they will conspire to get that out of the house. All right? You need to try to follow me. Talking about order. I'm sorry. I'm talking about home. So therefore, that individual cannot, under no circumstances, that individual cannot come there and invoke order. That home isn't prepared, and the foundation for order doesn't exist. Therefore, that individual have to and must abort. His life depends on it. To find out that you are being accused of touching somebody, you are being accused, will, because remember, children do what feels good, and it will feel good to get that individual out of Dodge. That feels good. And as long as that feels good, that individual will have what I call a Houston. And for those that don't know what a Houston is called a problem. All right, we're talking about home tonight. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. 516-418-5736. I'm Christopher Smith, broadcasting live, Block Talk Radio Network, live from Todd Smith Studios. It's the Christopher Smith Show. And tonight, your host, which is myself, is talking about the home, okay? Talking about a home. Now, people, when I leave my home, what I do is I say goodbye to my home. I say goodbye, home. When I get back, I say hello, home. I do these things because my home is where my energy lives. My energy resides in that home. And because my energy resides in that home, are you serious? Because my energy resides in that home, I must give my happiness and harmony a foundation in where I pull from. So when I say I have to give my happiness and harmony a place to pull from, what I'm saying is my home is happiness and harmony headquarters. All right? My place is happiness and harmony headquarters. All right? People that know me knows I'm a jokester. On the same coin, I gets down to business. You know, gets down to business. You give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's gone. I get down to business, they're eating it. It's time to squeeze some cheeks, I get down to business. I'm laughing at something else, really. I get down to business. I don't play. But my energy, happiness, and harmony comes from home. People, I'm going to tell you something. If you meet a person and they have issues going on in their life, if you meet a person and they're mean and grouchy, people, I'm going to tell you something that you can bet on. I am almost willing to bet that individual house is not in order. I promise you. I promise you. That house is not in order. You need a place where your brain, your thoughts can roam. Let's talk about it. You need a place where your brain can literally, you can park your body and just let your brain wander off. Just be free. Just do what the fuck you want to do. That's what you need. You need it. I promise you that. I promise you. You need that. When that is not present, there's an ongoing cycle of stress. The stress never gets a break. The stress is there 24/7. You never get a break. This is why when individuals like to speak about things, like to make it seem as though everything is okay, people, I'm going to tell you something. I've been a nerd for a long time. I read things differently. I've been a nerd a long time. I'm talking about I knew I was a nerd when I was 7 years old. I knew I was going to be a nerd. We don't look at things the way you look at things. All right? We don't. We don't sit down there and try to make light of serious things and try to brush things on the – no, we use words like, I'm scared. We say things like, oh, I didn't know that. We don't say things – we don't come back with a rebuttal that we don't try to offset. We actually respond to things that was said, not what was meant to have said. Oh, my God. Boy, I tell you, being a nerd is, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't want to be anything else. Dear my, what are you going to do? But if you meet a person and they insist on being, you know, anybody can just call them up. Hey, I hurt my toe. I'll be right over. Hey, this happened. Don't worry about it. I'll come there now. Are you asleep? No, I'm not asleep. No. Of course you're not. Stress will never allow you to sleep. Of course you wasn't doing nothing. Stress had your fullest attention. That's why you wasn't doing nothing. That's why somebody can easily just call you up and get your attention, because you're always willing and ready to get out the house. You know who you are. Talking about home tonight, y'all, on the Christopher Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys for being here. I do. I promise you, I do. Appreciate you for being here. Bottom of the hour. Half an hour, part two coming up. People, let me just go left for a second. This is just my thought. Let me actually give it the proper title when I'm over here. And people, my thought on something is not necessarily in conjunction with the title show. It's just a thought. Actually, and as a nerd, you guys hear my thoughts. These show titles are a bigger portion of my thoughts. But I'm going to tell you that nerds, we set the tone. And of course, everybody knows that tone is spelled T-O-N-E. And tone is an acronym for Thoughts of Nerds Entertainment. I am about to entertain you with my thought. People, I've seen a posting on a COVID vaccine. They're posting was striking. The posting on a COVID vaccine, the woman, very well spoken, talked about the human body and how man today is trying to play God. People, we survived the baddest virus in history. It's called the Black Plague. We survived that. People, we didn't need a vaccine. We didn't need nothing designed to alter our DNA. We didn't need nothing to turn on our super fighting gene. We didn't need any of that. People, I'm going to ask you right now to Google the Nuremberg Act. And the Nuremberg Act was COVID vaccine part one. All of the people that are living today, we are living COVID vaccine part two under the perspective of a pandemic. I know people that when you say COVID, they've taken on the full brunt of the meaning of COVID. People, I am a 52-year-old man. I haven't had the flu in over 15 years. I don't get colds. I don't do that. I keep my immune system on steroids. I don't need a vaccine. And I don't need a vaccine that's full of a bunch of chemicals that are the same chemicals that caused cows to go crazy. You remember it in 1996 as the mad cow disease. Yep. Those same chemicals is in the vaccine. Now, you would have to ask yourself why are chemicals that make cows kill themselves by going crazy, why would they put that in a vaccine? But now, if I was to tell you that in 2002 at a summit, they decided that the world population is too heavy and they need to thin the herd. But then you would say, nope, this is a true pandemic. Okay. Is it? Okay. As of today, over 1% of all deaths of COVID was reported. That 1% number, people, is 13,000. 13,000 people died since the inception of the COVID vaccine. Gee, I wonder why. But here's a little history for you. Here's a thought from a nerd. In the 7 or 8 months that the COVID vaccine was out, 1% of all deaths were reported, which is 13,000. For all those that don't understand math, 1% of 13,000 is 1.3 million. Okay? Let me back up. So 13,000 deaths have been reported. COVID. They got you to say, your kids need this, you need this, and you said whatever they say. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a reader. I know history like the back of my hand. I'm not going to park a chemical in my body that has nothing to do with COVID. If you don't think so, check the ingredients. I'm not one of them individuals that if 1,000 people say it, it makes it so. Okay? Back to what I was saying. If 1% was reported, and that's 13,000, and if we were to report 100%, that'll be 1.3 million. You don't want to believe that, right? Of course you don't. Of course. Of course. So if I'm wrong, it's just simple math. And when it comes to math, I actually did a show on math, so I got that covered too. Let's do some math. People, the smallpox vaccine that was out for decades was pulled after the death tolls. But before I say this number, I'm going to ask you to sit down because I'm not going to have you fall down and try to get a lawsuit on my ass. Boy, it's a bitch being a nerd, I tell you. After 20 years and 26, yep, that's right. After 20 years and 26 deaths, the smallpox vaccine was pulled. And in 8 months, the COVID vaccine killed, let's just go with the 1%. After just 8 months, COVID vaccine killed 13,000, and they're still pushing this product. People, I only speak facts. Go look for yourself. Nuremberg Report, smallpox vaccination, and the deaths that were reported in association with it. Right? Just my thought. All right. Welcome to the Christmas show. We are coming down. We are past the bottom of the hour. And I'm talking about homes tonight. I have a lot of people mad at me after that one. I'm talking about homes tonight. And I'm talking about homes because is yours in order? People, I tell individuals all the time, I'd rather take a shack in the suburbs before I take a castle in the ghetto. I will go for broke to live in harmony. I will get a job at Dollar General right next door to my apartment building that's in a nice house because, people, your happiness and your harmony starts with home. That's where it all starts. That's where it all starts. When I wake up in the morning, I say good morning, home. When I get back in tonight, when I leave Todd Smith Studios, I'm going to head to my house and I'm going to say, I'm back home. Appreciate you for being my house. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that. I have met individuals that is dealing with someone and then try to add me in the mix. Your home is not in order. Leave me alone. You meet individuals as a man, very beautiful woman. They got 50 million friends. If me as a man, if I ever go over to a woman that I'm trying to date and there's a guy there, I will never go to that house again. He's the man of the house. Ain't no man going to understand that your house is a hangout harmony for a bunch of damn men you want to deem as friends. I need y'all to follow me tonight here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, a.k.a. The Christopher Smith Show. People, I do this thing weeknights at 8 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. And I definitely appreciate you for being here. People, what I'm going to start doing in the marquee, I'm going to start putting my link tree so you can get into the various other platforms that I'm on. All right? You can check them out. A lot of things that I do. I get into a lot of stuff. I am a stuff get into it itter. That's what I am is. And I do this stuff because I am a source of information. I started a TikTok account today. Going to start getting some content over there. And that's how it's going to be. We're going to make sure we're going to keep it like that. So welcome. And I appreciate you guys for going on this journey with me. I appreciate you for trusting me with your brains and your ears. And I appreciate your attention. Thank you so much. I do. I appreciate it. Nothing makes me happy more than looking at my chart and seeing that I'm gaining listeners. My listeners are growing. I so appreciate that. I really do. Individuals that share the words that I speak here tonight, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much. Okay, I was discard. Okay, I was about to try and put something up there, but I can't do that. I can't do that. All right. Once again, when I go home, I will tell my home I'm back, and that feels good. I love being home on Tuesdays because I like to pull a lot of weeds out of the ground. Wednesdays is garbage day, and I do a lot of things for my home. I'm not, under no circumstances, going to bring drama to my home. I truly hope that I would meet somebody one day that will respect that. I can't do people. I've been in disgruntled homes before. I lived with my child's mom. It was nothing but a fight. I don't know what is it about somebody you're supposed to be in a relationship with, for them to think that now you got to understand their attitude. People, I don't understand attitude at all, not even a little bit. I don't understand. I never will, because it does nothing but grow. Drama, animosity is hate in its infancy. It's going to grow, I promise you. There's no reason to have an attitude towards the one you're in a relationship with. You know, if so, take your tail down the street, go order something at a drive-thru. I'm sure they'll mess up your order. Lie to them and tell them that's what you said so you can exercise cursing them out. But doing it with the person that you're in a relationship with, doing it with the person that you claim you love, I personally will never understand that. I will never understand that. I will never understand it's my time of the month. I will never understand how is that person, how do you love someone that you're talking to them with an attitude? Like you're trying to invoke, you're just spewing out a bunch of hurt and pain inside of you onto something that's going to react to it. Oh, you're hurting me. Yeah, I want you to feel the way I'm feeling. I will never understand it. So once again, I will hope that I will invite somebody into my life that respect that. Those are my instructions, if you will. getting an attitude with me is I'm going to pass on that. I'm not going to tell you what to do because I know you grown. I know women do whatever they want to today. I know it's women's lib. I know women is a Me Too thing. You know, men have oppressed you. I get it. I'm not going to challenge none of these oppression in this. Not going to challenge it. I get it. It's okay. But love me or leave me. Oh, that's what I need from you. Love me to death, baby. So a little Fire and Desire remix there. But home, people. Let me say this. I stated earlier that adults do what's right, children do what feels good. I have seen individuals that have a lot of activities that they're doing from home. I will never understand that, but that's what they do. People, back in 2010, I did a report on children who called the cops on their parents. When I did that show, I had a woman call in. And she said her daughter, she went on to spill about her daughter. I'm not going to get into intricates because when you get into the intricates, that's what people challenge and people get offended about. How could you say that? And so I'm going to say, she just said, all right, argument savers. I'm learning argument savers. I asked that individual, well, why do your daughter talk to everyone in a house like that, but then go out and respect everybody in the streets? And what this woman said, she knows everybody in the streets will knock the shit out of her. But she'll come home and think we're going to be held hostage to her nonsense. I have an individual about a month ago have a daughter. And he says, I can tell when my daughter's having man issues. He said, because he come here and talk to my wife like she's a piece of shit. And he had to tell his daughter, look, you're going to stop coming in here talking to my wife like that. You have your own house. Now get the fuck out. Tell you a story about an individual that used to sell drugs. Individual used to sell drugs. Didn't sell drugs from the home, but of course when he went home, you know, he took his stash with him. I've seen his house get raided twice. I heard it got raided one time. I wasn't there. They pull up. They pull everybody out of the house. He had a driveway. They had everybody sitting in the driveway. I was there the one time I seen cops come out. His sister's talking trash. His mom is hysterical. Of course, you don't want to believe her son sells drugs. Yeah, the brother was little guy. He just probably didn't know what was going on. I watched them come out of the house with the dope. We found it. Goes up to the guy selling drugs. You planted that. Goes on to the. You planted that. You planted that. You rat bastard. You planted that. They put the cuffs on his sister. She's talking crap. Put the cuffs on him. He's talking crap. But as soon as they put the cuffs on his mama, he said, hold up. Take them cuffs off my mama. Those are my drugs. She didn't know I had them. People are seeing it. What's the point that I'm making? I did a story about children that call the cops on their parents. We thought when we did the study, we would do, you know, we would do 10 kids. And if three boys did it, it'd be 70% girls versus 30% boys. People, we did the study, and we're talking about, I want to be clear, the narrative of this portion of the Christopher Smith Show. I want to be clear. I am talking specifically about children that bring the nonsense home, children that will disrupt the home, call the cops on the mom, and just bring nonsense home. All right? So we did a report. You call the cops on mom, your house is, and it's an issue going on. It really is. Kids are not in control. I mean, you are not in control of your kids. All right, let me continue. Individual, we did 20 individuals to call the cops on their mom. Still, all girls. We did 30. Still all girls. People, we did 100. We hadn't got a boy yet. People, we did 200. Hadn't got a boy yet. We didn't get a boy until 263. 263. People, if you ask me that in 10 years from now, I remember that like it was, like I had two secretaries that was doing the report, and their jaw was on the floor. When we finally, it took us about 5 months to do the study. And my point in saying what I just said to you tonight, what that woman said when she called in my show, she also said, girls bring their problems home. Boys keep their problems away from home. If their problems follow them home, they will do as that individual said, as I stated earlier. Mom will always be protected. For the most part, moms will be protected by their sons. And the study showed that for some reason, as she stated, it was an eye-opener, but then we decided to pay close attention and look into the theory. I had a secretary. I watched that individual lose control over her home. I'll see if I can get her to come and be on a show one day. People, I don't know. I couldn't trust the child after they called the cops on me. There's no love there. You call the cops on me, you leave with them. I really don't. You're not respected at all when your children decide to call the cops and interrupt your home. It's just something going on in that child's brain. And authority by you is something that they want no interest in. Maybe you'll get it later on down the line, but at that moment and at that time, you don't have it. I had an individual, my former co-host, not going to say their name, son called the cops on him, and he wasn't the same. He didn't know how to be a father to the child. He didn't know how to be a father to the child. He did not know how to. He thought he did. He was timid. He was walking on eggshells. His discipline, his word was watered down after that situation. People, home is where the heart is. I don't know no other perspective that you could put on it. I don't. But it is the one place that you should go to where harmony lives. You know, you should. You should go home. And there should be no other perspective that exist when it comes to home. Understand that, and harmony will be your best friend. We'll do this again in 23 hours. Good night, y'all.